finally, on today's lesson, let's take a look at what are some of the specific empowering beliefs that you might want to add to your repertoire now, not just to get beyond financial self-sabotage, but to really ensure financial freedom. Here are a few of the beliefs that I've modeled from people that are extremely successful financially, and some of my own that have really assisted me as well. Number one, money is nothing but a measure of the value that I create for other people. The more I give to others, the more money I receive on an ongoing and consistent basis. Number two, my belief is in order to become wealthy, I need only two things. One, every single day, live in an attitude of gratitude. That is, feel incredibly grateful for the wealth that I already have in my life, in my friends, in my family, in the environment, in where I live, and my work, and everything around me. See a sense of possibility and feel the abundance that is my life. That will create more wealth without my doing anything else. Like attracts like, water seeks its own level. You've heard these phrases, burnt out as they may be, over and over again, but they are true. In addition, if you truly want to be wealthy, learn to consistently focus on how to give much more to others than you expect back. And by the way, it's impossible. The more you give, the more you're going to receive. Now you might say, well, Tony, this doesn't work for me. I tried it. I tried it with John Smith. You know what I did? I gave. He gave me nothing. Well, guess what? See, it doesn't always come back from the person you gave it to. Sometimes they just take. You're right. I have no argument with that. But I'll tell you something. You got to open your eyes. You got to start paying attention because it's coming back to you from somebody else somewhere. And if it hasn't already, it's on its way. You got to trust and you got to know that that's true. By living with those kinds of beliefs, you will attract the kind of wealth that you deserve. How do you make certain that you develop in your life? Besides eliminating the sabotage, you do what we talked about in the 7 wealth wounds. An abbreviated look of that might look something like this. One, decide exactly what you want financially in terms of abundance. Remember we talked about developing a number that was going to be a must for you. Not financial sufficiency, but true financial abundance. More than enough. Avalanches of abundance. That's what we're talking about. Make a decision. Because you got to remember, whatever you focus on consistently, you will get. So if you're always focusing on getting by or how to pay your bills, that's what you get. If you focus on massive abundance, that's what you'll have too. And as long as, in your mind now, having massive abundance is something good. Having massive abundance is not negative. It's not guilt. It's not problems. It's not pain. It is pleasure to be and do and create at the level that you are as a spiritual and successful human being. Two, daily condition your mind for wealth so that your brain is looking for opportunities to succeed financially. Remember the metaphor we talked about when we talked about setting goals, where you buy a car, you buy a particular outfit, and once you have it, all of a sudden everywhere you start noticing everybody who has that car, noticing that outfit. Well, there's a part of your brain called the reticular activating system. It's the part of your brain that determines what you pay attention to. You recall earlier we said that human beings are deletion creatures, that we don't pay attention to most of what's going on around us. We only pay attention to a small band of our experience. Our goals, our mental conditioning tells the RAS, the reticular activating system, what to pay attention to. The RAS is like a policeman. It determines what's going to get through to your conscious awareness and what's going to be screened out. So when you daily decide what you want and condition yourself to look for opportunity, it's like all of a sudden you see that car everywhere. All of a sudden you see those clothes everywhere. All of a sudden you will see places that cash in financially when you've now made the decision to condition your mind to attract wealth. How can you do it? Well, for years, I started using affirmation for myself. Now you might say, well, didn't you say affirmations aren't that great? No. I said that you got to make sure that if you're going to use an affirmation, you do it with some real physiology, that you really change your state. And I read all kinds of books on attracting wealth. And I found this in one of those books, and I really liked it. And so I said it over and over again. But again, saying an affirmation means nothing unless you generate feeling. And before I give you this affirmation, I want you to know that it's not meant to be religious in any way. I do want you to know that I do believe in a creator. I call it God. You may call that something else, and that's fine. But I believe that you and I have this privilege called life because something or someone has given it to us, something greater than our conscious awareness. And when people tell me, well, I don't believe in a God, I'm an atheist, my view to them is I like to ask them a question. I said, so you're trying to say to me that everything we see, the earth, the plants, our environment, this solar system, this universe that all works with absolute precision is all the result of things just falling together? That's like saying Webster's dictionary is the result of an explosion in a print factory. Come on, there's gotta be something more. But let me just tell you how I condition my mind for wealth. I believe that we can tap in. We can attract more in our lives when we connect ourselves mentally and condition ourselves for that abundance. So what I say to myself is this: God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously, for I am one with God and God is everything. And I would say this to myself over and over and over and over again. I would go run down the beach for a couple of miles saying this to myself with all the intensity of feeling I could generate. That's one of the major reasons I believe that in 12 months I went from totally broke to $1 million net worth, because I didn't just hope. I created a level of certainty in my body that total financial abundance was a part of every cell, every thought, every feeling, and things began to jump out at me and I began to attract them. Now, that may sound real metaphysical, it may sound weird to you, but anyone that I've met who has created great financial abundance has not only decided what they want, but they've begun to condition themselves daily to have that level of abundance where it felt right for them. And that's what I did with myself. I offer you the opportunity if it's worthwhile for you, or you can correct it, change the language so it works for you, but please condition yourself for the abundance you deserve. Step 3. Get some role models. Find out what to do and get yourself a great vehicle. One way to get a vehicle is sit down and write down what is it you love to do most in the world. Because see, I think financial abundance comes from doing what you love most, doing it massively, and making sure that in your doing it, it creates tremendous value for other people. If you do those things effectively, you're going to have financial abundance. So if you're looking for a vehicle, what do you love to do most, number one? Number two, how could you do it in a way where other people would benefit and be willing to make an investment to take part in something that you love? I mean, that's what I've had the good fortune of doing by asking that question. Question 3 is, how could you do it massively so you could reach tons of people and make a major difference and hopefully get paid well in the process? And then fourthly, how could you do it intelligently so that once you've done all this stuff and you've worked so hard and you've helped those people, there's something called profit when you're done? There are lots of possibilities for vehicles, and there are lots of models if you already want to stay right where you are and do very well financially. Again, call or write us. We'll teach you some models. Come to our seminars or find somebody who you respect locally and model them, or go to somebody else's program. Whatever it takes, please get yourself a model. That's how you'll know what to do. 4, make sure that on an ongoing basis, you experience yourself as a giver. And I save this for last because I want you to remember this. I believe that the bottom line of financial success comes from your believing in your gut that you deserve everything that you've got in your life. Now, that may sound egotistical, but the reality is you got to feel like you deserve it or it won't stay. You won't attract it. My way of generating that I deserve it came in many ways. Number one, I deserve it because I'm alive. Just as much as I deserve to grow mentally, emotionally, in my relationships, in my intellect, all those things I think I deserve to grow, so why would finances be any different? In addition, I deserve it because I'm a giver, because I always strive to give much more than I would expect back. These tapes are an example. I hope you can feel I'm trying to give you 10,000% of myself at each and every time here. I'm committed to having you get much, much more, 100 times more, a minimum of 10 times more than you've invested in this program. And I know for a fact, if you've really been listening, that you agree with me. The bottom line is, by knowing you're always trying to give much more, you feel like whatever comes back, yeah, hey, I've earned it, I deserve it, and it's great. Now, some people might say, well, you shouldn't have to earn it, you should just accept it. Well, that's a great strategy too, if that works for you. Do whatever works, but make sure that you give. See, you got to take at least 10% of what you earn and give it away, minimum. Now, some people say, well, Tony, when I make more money, then I'll give 10%. Who are you kidding? What do you think is harder, to give a dime out of a dollar or 100,000 out of a million? Trust me, the 100,000 will feel quite a bit different than the dime out of the dollar. If you don't develop the habits now, you certainly won't do it when the numbers get bigger. Listen, go get yourself a book, simple book. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon. It's by George Clason. It's a very old classic, very small. You can read it in a short time. It's like a series of short stories that'll teach you how to use money through allegory. It'll teach you three basic principles. One, it'll teach you no matter how much money you make or don't make, take 10% of it and give it away immediately. Why? It doesn't say this, but this is what I believe. When you give away a percentage of what you have, it teaches your subconscious mind that there's more than enough. Boy, that's a great belief to install, because once it believes that, your subconscious mind will create that reality in your life. It makes you feel like a giver, and we all deserve to have that feeling of pleasure of being a giver and not a taker. Two, it'll tell you to take 10% of what you earn and use it to reduce your debts. Pay off MasterCard, Visa, Arnold's Linoleum, whatever it takes. And three, take 10% and save it up to invest. No matter how small it is, you can't believe what some of the investments are that are available out there. There are things that take almost no money you could get started with and begin to build your wealth. But make sure you give. And here's the fifth step that I want you to take to really condition yourself for wealth and move to the next level. And that is, create experiences with money that create tremendous pleasure and joy for yourself and the people around you. Give to yourself. Be willing to really do that and watch your financial picture change. In other words, you can't expect to work that hard, make a lot of money, and then never get any pleasure out of it. Just put it in CDs or just invest it or just give it away and never feel that direct connection of pleasure. Your brain won't do it forever. So you might take a certain amount of your money and it's just mad money. You're just going to go out and do stupid fun things that maybe in the past you used to make yourself wrong for. You're going to go play. That's play money. And if you do that, you can't believe it'll happen. Your brain will go, yeah, let's make some more money. We can have some more play, some more pleasure. And it'll enhance your life in virtually every way.